From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is the reflection for Wednesday, April 6, 2022, the fifth of five midweek Lenten worship services. The preacher is Pastor Scott Jones.
Our scripture readings this evening, the first comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning with the 42nd verse. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Our gospel reading this evening comes from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, and it begins with the 16th verse. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the last week of the Red Letter Challenge, which is the Lenten devotion that we have been reading and participating in as a congregation. Today is the 35th day of the 40-day challenge, which will wrap up on this Monday, April 11th. Yes, that is a few days before Easter, but as I have mentioned before, that will allow us to shift our focus to the events of Holy Week, to those services I talked about in my introduction. However, we will not be forgetting about the challenge. Since you have done so well reading the challenge every day, we want to encourage you in that new habit. So we have found a daily devotional for the Easter season. We'll be completing Lent here with Easter Sunday, but for the season of Easter, which is a season, 50 days, and we'll be making that available to you here at the church. Now, it's not a challenge per se, but an invitation to maintain a daily time of devotional reading and reflection as you have done throughout Lent. This devotional that we are getting and will have available is called Hallelujah Forever. Hallelujah Forever, and it's written specifically for these 50 days of Easter. Now, in addition to reading every day, we want to encourage you to continue to challenge yourself, to find ways to respond to the red letters that we find in Scripture, or at least in some versions of the Bible, as those letters, those words, contain the very teachings of Jesus. Now, as you know, these teachings have been grouped into five principles by Pastor Zach, who wrote the Red Letter Challenge. They are being, forgiving, serving, giving, and going. And in this final week of the challenge, today's reflection is on that fifth and final principle, going. Which is why we read from the Great Commission in Matthew's Gospel, which is sort of the classic go-to going text. However, our first reading this evening comes from Acts. And it's more about being, which was where we began the challenge. The story, or our reading, comes after the story of Pentecost. After the disciples had experienced the sound of the rush of a mighty wind in that upper room where they were gathered. And each had a flame like a tongue above their head, and each spoke in their own language. And everybody understood them in the language of themselves, of the hearer. And after that, we read in Acts chapter 2 that Peter preached and about 3,000 people were added to their number. Our reading begins immediately after those 3,000 people were added to the early church. The first thing that they apparently did after they added 3,000 people was that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Or said another way, they studied and learned about Jesus. Apparently, the first thing that they did after the Christian church was formed was to be. Being. It's the first principle in the Red Letter Challenge. It seems to be a good place to start for both the early church and our challenge. In addition to studying, the early church also gathered in fellowship. They broke bread together and they prayed. Or said another way, they hung out together. They worshiped together. They ate together. They had communion together and they prayed together. They were being together. So being is a great place to start. And we have been together throughout this Red Letter Challenge as we have been being with God. Now, the early church kept all things in common as they gave, as they were giving, as they were serving all who had need, just like we've been challenged to do during these past 34 days. And now, in this final week of the challenge, we are told to go, to go. We are being sent out, out into the world to bear Christ to the world. To love and to serve in the name of the one who created us, who loved us, who served us first. In Matthew's gospel, after the crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus sent the disciples to Galilee, to a mountain, where he told them he would eventually meet them. And that's where our reading comes. The 11 disciples are on that mountain where Jesus told them to go. And it's there that he appeared to them. And their first response was to worship him, to be with him, just like the early church was at Pentecost. And just like we were in the challenge, being. And then Jesus spoke to them in the final red letters in Matthew's gospel. And in his final teaching to them, he told them to go. Go. And make disciples of all nations. Don't just go to people who look like you or speak the same language of you as that you do or live in the same neighborhood that you live or in the same country or on the same continent, but go. Go to all the nations and make disciples. Now, disciples are people who hear the red letter teachings of Jesus and follow them. Go and make disciples. Baptize them, welcoming them into the body of Christ, as Peter did at Pentecost. And teach them everything that I have commanded you. Teach them everything that Jesus has said. Teach them all of those red letter words. Go. Go and share the good news of God's love that has been revealed to you, that has been given to you through the Word made flesh, through the crucifixion and resurrection of God's one and only Son, given for the sins of the world. Go, make disciples, baptize, and teach people about all those red letters that we find in Scriptures, the very things that Jesus said. Go, not away from Jesus, but in full confidence that even though Jesus was going to be ascended into heaven, as recorded in the other Gospels, he will be with the disciples. He is with us, always, to the end of the age. You see, when Jesus says go, he is not sending the disciples or us away. No, he is inviting us to go with him, to love and serve the creation that God has entrusted to our stewardship and care, both human and non-human. You see, these are the final words of instruction in Matthew's gospel. And the things that Jesus leaves the disciples with prior to his ascension is the instruction. The challenge to go. Go and share all that they have, all that we have, all that we have received through Jesus Christ. Go. Love your neighbor. Go serve those who are in need. Go give clothing to those without. Go visit the imprisoned, the lonely, the forgotten. Go. Go share the good news. Go be the good news. Go trusting that where we go, God is already there. Go. Amen.